Vossie, what a great day it is. And the McDonald Jones Open line has lit up. So let's go to, let's, in order, let's, Batto Bay, John from Batto Bay. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. What a great win. It's good that we're going so well in the sport, the Rugby League World Cup for the men and the women, and hopefully the soccer. I think we even won a game of union recently.
Yes.
We might have snuck home. Yeah, we
might have snuck home against Wales. 21 points down. You're right. Good point, John. What a roll. Where else can we play?
But Greg, I just wondering about you giving everybody the day off. Didn't Bob Hawke do that when we won the American Cup?
Well, he did, yeah. So I'm just in, you know, following tradition. Great days for Australian sport.
He was the leader of Australia. You can't even make Bossy's leadership team. We really should push for that.
John, very good point.
That's a very good point, John.
Very good point.
Very good point. He'll have to lobby. He'll have to crunch numbers. John.
So, John, you're saying I just hold no sway. I haven't got the...
No, you just throw it out there. You throw it out there. You're a teal. You're a teal. Yeah, well done. We love you, Brandy.
Good on you, Johnny.
What a great positive call.
Enjoy your day, mate.
Tony of Hunters Hills there wants to celebrate the Socceroos' victory. G'day, Tony. Are you on a day off or not? Hello, Tony. Maybe he is.
No, he's hello,
there
Tony.
Now. He's back. Hello, Tony. Mark, we've got Tony there. No, I think we'll go to Josh. Now look, Josh is there from the National Curriculum podcast. He was at Federation Square in Melbourne this morning where things have gone into Mayhemville. Josh, good morning to you, champion.
Good morning, gentlemen. That was sensational.
It looked like the biggest bushfire I've ever seen or a war zone because it was just red.
Our phone lines crashed. Josh, that was sensational.
It has.
And that's as far as we go. We'll just leave the calls there for the moment. We've got a million texts coming through. This one, the Greenkeeping Rooster says, morning, Vossie and Brandy. I declare it Matthew Leckie Socceroo Day. So the goal scorer gets acclamation and we rename the day. And I love this one from Sparky on the Kapiti Coast, is it?
Kapiti Coast, yep.
Yeah, he says, Denmark, you are our sons. Qatar, you are our sons, baby. There we go.
That's Tunisia, sticking it to
you
him.
Are our sons.
Yeah. Yeah? To yeah, all you Danes out there, don't take offence. Don't take it personally. But, yes. Let's go back to Josh, who was at Federation Square this morning when it was mayhem. Josh, just take us through what was happening at Federation Square.
Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting as big a crowd as the Tunisia game just because it was 2 a.m, and I couldn't have been more wrong. If anything, it was much, much bigger. I don't know what the capacity of Fed Square is, but it was at capacity and then some. It just built and built and built from, you know, about 12:30 up until kickoff, and then there were more people streaming in even after halftime trying to find a spot. I think everyone, once they saw the Socceroos were in it, even after the goal, saw that, you know, Fed Square was the place to be for the final whistle celebration. So more and more people were trying to pile their way in, and mayhem is the right word. It was just
what about the actual
goal
went in. Yeah, describe that moment. You're there among the throng, and the goal is scored, and it comes from downtown, the movement upfield. What was that like?
Well, I mean, I think people thought the move was over. There was a moment where it looked like it had gone, and then Leckie somehow found a bit more space and shifted the ball onto his left. And so there was kind of a big sigh of kind of half disappointment and then just ecstasy. There's people jumping up and down. There's, you know, flares and fireworks going off left, right and centre. People climbing on each other's shoulders. It was just this heaving mass of people. And, you know, there was even a little pocket of Denmark fans actually near me who I thought were very brave in turning up that tent.
Yes.
And they had their heads in their hands, but the rest of the crowd was absolutely going bananas.
You are our sons, Denmark.
Yeah. Yes. It was an incredible... I've only seen vision of it, Josh, but it was... yeah, it did look like the place to be. What a great morning. What a great Australian sporting moment that was. Good to be
good
part of
you,
that,
Josh.
Federation Square. You'll never forget that, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Josh. You're a good man. You're a good man. Thank you for sharing some of that excitement. Tony of Hunters Hill is there. Now we can go back to Tony. G'day, Tony.
Oh, Vossi, I'm so excited. I wish I could reach and hug you two boys there. I saw the second half. I was buggered. I was coaching some nine-year-olds yesterday, and that took a lot out of me. I got up to watch the second half, and I thought, I knew the French were going to lie down, by the way, for this one. We should never have pulled out of the submarine deal. I think for sure that they put in about six or seven of their replacement players, and they looked like they were just pedestrians, you know. So the Australians had to win. They knew what was happening in the other game, and this is what I love about this team now. They were vilified the first game, and rightly so, because of the tactics we used after about 20 minutes. That's not the Australian way. We can never match it with skill and wit with some of those Europeans or South Americans. But when it comes to heart and 100% effort, you know, Aussies are renowned for that. And sure enough, they did it for us. And look, I hope the whole country's proud of these boys. The good thing about soccer now, Vossi, the good thing is that our prize money now goes to $20 million. If we win the bloody thing, we get $65 million. I don't know what the Rugby League World Cup winners get. Vossi, do you know?
That's good. But yeah,
you can take a lot of zeros off. I think a lot. Yeah.
That's how much it's worth. And the other thing is that every club in Australia, A-League, that has a player in this World Cup gets about $15 grand a day from FIFA because their players are in World Cup duty. Can you believe that? So the Central Coast, the struggling Central Coast, will get nearly $1 million if they carry on like
Giddy
this
up.
Way.
Giddy up.
Yeah, this is the amount of money that FIFA's got. And like Infantino said, today we're all socceroos.
Today I feel Kylie Minogue. Today I feel Kathy Freeman. You know, great Australian. That's it, Gianni. Tony, stay on the line there. We'll send you out a Signet power bank for your... exuberance there on the open line. A Signet power bank going the way of Tony from Hunters Hill. Jay's joke will come up. We'll have to do it after the news because we're running late. Hopefully it is the news, not from yesterday. Here we go. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.